The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up? It's Jansen. How you doing?
Chris Jansen, the man of the hour, the day, the week, the month. You are saving our lives in Chicago. You understand that, right?
Thanks. I didn't know that, but I'll take it.
We got the news that we're actually having a real-life in-person concert for the first time in 7 months. And who's our headliner? The guy who killed it for us at Stars and Strings in December. You're bringing back the harmonica, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you, man. I am. I actually did not know that we were the first concert coming back. So I'm actually more excited than I was before, and I was already excited. So that's great news.
I think it's funny. They're calling it the Halloween Country Throwdown. Does that mean we have to be in costume to come to your show?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, I hope not, so I can actually see some real human beings. No, I mean, you can if you want, I guess, but no, not required. You know, the good thing about it is I've done 4 of these drive-in shows, and I've done them across the country. And to be honest with you, at first I thought, oh gosh, what are we getting into here, right? It's not going to be the same, but it's actually really great. Honestly, it's really great, fantastic time. And this one is going to be in particularly special. So, you know, Stars and Strings, you saw me with my band, and
yep,
this time I'm bringing my guitar, my kick drum, my piano, all of my guitars, all of my harmonicas. I don't think that anybody in the area has ever seen me do that setup before. It's a real intimate, special thing because you're going to get to hear a bit more of the stories behind the song. So this is going to be a particularly different show. And it's not like I've done every one of these drive-ins like this. I just chose to do this one that way. And it's going to be really good. I got Jordan opening up the show. Great guy.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be fantastic.
I feel like you're describing, we're going to get our own version of MTV Unplugged outdoors.
Yeah, no, you're exactly, that is a perfect way to describe it. And you know, if you've ever wondered some of the stories behind some of the hits, you'll get those. You know, I just kind of follow my heart every time I play anyway. So anything could happen, but it will still be just as exciting. It's still live music, live and in person. You know, the setups for these drive-ins are really first class. They're not what you think. For people out there listening going, oh, I don't know, is it going to be the same? Frankly, it might be a little bit better because you're not crammed on top of people. You're not like, oh God, and everybody's bumping into each other.
Okay.
Nobody acts a fool, man. Everybody just acts accordingly, and it's really fun, and it's really cool.
How many candles should we bring to help you better get in the mood? I mean, I'm so excited. I'm envisioning this MTV Unplugged Chris Jansen like it's never been done before.
Correct. Now remember that most of the people doing MTV Unplugged, they're sitting on stools, and it's frankly kind of boring, but mine is not. I mean, I'm standing the whole time, and I'm doing my deal. You know, I'm just doing what I do. You're basically going to get all the hit songs that you know me from, you're going to get in a way of the way that I wrote them, which is a totally different experience, but in a great way.
And you've written a bunch of songs. If folks listening don't know, you've written for Tim McGraw.
Absolutely. So in those moments, like, you know, I play those songs and I don't even have any backup musicians when I do my acoustic setup. I just do it all myself. So I play all the instruments at one time, and it's pretty interesting, man. But I play the songs that I've had, you know, recorded by other artists, like you mentioned, and then play, of course, all of mine and the most recent number one, Done, and then the new single, Waiting on 5, and, of course, Buy Me a Boat, Fix a Drink, Good Vibes, Drunk Girl, all of those. Turns out really fantastic, really.
That was some songs name dropping all in a row. I love it.
Well, it's like you worked so darn hard to get them, and so I'm proud of them. I like this.
If you were only allowed to play one cover during the set, obviously you get to make up whatever you want, but if there was only one cover that you would give us in an acoustic version for the show in less than 2 weeks, what would it be?
Country State of Mind.
Really?
Yeah, Hank Jr. I just recently this year, I did a duet with Josh Turner on his latest album. He did an album called Country State of Mind, and it was the title track, and we did a duet, and he did some remakes of his favorite country standards, and so That'd probably be it.
That's awesome. And actually, last time we talked to you, you said you got three CDs in both of your trucks, and one of them is the Hank Jr. So.
Yeah, it is. Hank Jr.
Jamie Johnson.
New South, Jamie Johnson, Lonesome Song.
And George Strait.
And George, you're exactly right. And George Strait, the greatest hits, not the greatest hits, but the, oh, shoot.
I just remember George Strait, and now I put you on the spot.
No, it's right on the tip of my tongue, the exact name of the exact name of the album. It's the... it's the one with the song My Kind of Woman on it. Anyway, that's the one.
What is the last stupid thing you and your wife fought about in the house?
We really don't fight. I know that sounds crazy. We really don't fight. We just sometimes have disagreements. But
I love that you say it like that. Yeah, we just have disagreements sometimes.
It's true. I mean, and disagreements turn me on with her. So it's like we never in that case, she never wants to, you know, she never wants to have them. And it's like nobody wants to have any disagreements. But like I start pushing for other things, you know, so it's like we decided when we got married, we were one thing. One contingency we had was I'm going to hunt. And I'm going to hunt a lot. By the way, I was hunting this morning before I got on this phone call.
Awesome.
And the second contingency was, we're just not ever going to fight. We're going to get along or we're not going to be together. You know, mm-hmm. It's real simple. So, man, we get along really great. And that's just, we have a great relationship. So I honestly can't tell you the last thing. I can tell you I was cleaning some doves out back and I threw the feathers on the side of the yard. And then my muddy boots. I have muddy boots a lot in the house on accident. So that's probably the last thing that we, you know, disagreed or argued on, I guess.
I think it's pretty amazing that you and Kelly had that relationship where you were just zen all the time.
Well, we're best friends. I mean, we're not zen all the time, I wouldn't say, because it's, I mean, like, life is not easy, and it's not butterflies and rainbows all the time. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Real life. We're raising kids. We got bills to pay.
Yep.
It's been a hard year. It's like my, you know, all my tour dates got canceled. We've had to learn to live different ways, too, but we're really blessed, and we're alive, and we're really healthy, and we have a great marriage, and we've always worked really hard, and that's just what kind of people we are. I appreciate the compliment, but you know, it's, we're just normal folks, man. We just, we rely on the good Lord. We rely on our faith, and we rely on real love and honesty, and we have a great relationship.
And story weaving it back around, it's the power of positive drinking.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, for some people that would be like legit what it is.
Uh-huh.
For us more, it's more like just get up and get a cup of coffee and, you know, just do our deal.
So the show is coming up a couple Fridays away. It's the Halloween Country Throwdown, the Now Arena, Hoffman Estates, outdoor, physically distanced, drive-in concert.
Yep.
Halloween weekend. We want to know, Chris Jansen, do you do Beetlejuice or Ghostbusters?
Beetlejuice.
Every day, all day.
All day. Yeah, every day, all day. I just never really got into Ghostbusters, but I when I was a kid, you know, Beetlejuice was a thing. It's funny you should ask.
What is the one word that makes you smile every time you hear it?
Jesus.
Well, we are so excited. I got to tell you. I mean, we just talked to you a couple weeks ago, and I remember asking, when was the last time you picked up your harmonica? And you said, not in a long while, because unless I'm writing music, I'm not playing my instruments. So the fact you get to come to Chicago and play all your instruments for us, we are just, and you're the first concert in 7 months.
Dude, that's really a humbling thing, and I appreciate that. And I did not know that. So that's news to me, and I'm very excited now and thankful for the opportunity. And I also want to tell fans and listeners, for people who are coming, please come. It's an awesome time.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's just a good event to clear your head, you know, and I can promise you that. Secondly to that, please understand that some of these drive-in shows that people have been doing over the year have been like, you know, they're kind of janky or whatever because they don't have a live PA and you can only hear it through your radio and in your car, and like you have to stay in your car. Not mine. You can get out of your car. You know, stay in your lane, right?
Yep.
Respect the rules.
Yep.
But you can get out of your car, bring some lawn chairs, bring your cooler, do your deal. I have a live PA system, so it's not like you're just hearing it through your speakers. I'm actually playing music, and you actually get to hear it.
It's going to be a real concert.
Absolutely. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't. So, I mean, that's like my big thing. I would not do it if it wasn't.
Last question, story weaving around, because you mentioned it before you got on the call this morning. What did you catch? Did you have a good hunt?
Yes, I had a good hunt because I got to go. But I didn't catch anything, didn't get anything, so... It was just one of those days, but it was a beautiful morning in Tennessee, so I'm thankful for that.
Perfect start to the day. Chris, we love you. We'll see you in less than 2 weeks, and we are ready for it.
Love you too, man, and I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing everybody.
Take care, buddy.
Yep, see you later.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.